continuing with the Allah Satava. This is sheer hey. Fine. Now, going back to the mind of Kimet says Khamat Mitzrayim, we're talking about Allah Satava. So yesterday, Baruch Hashem, someone came up to me, and he tells me about this mime of Kimet says, huh? And he says, he tells me that I'm really learning about this mime of Kimet says, huh? He tells me if I discuss anything about stem cells. Yeah? Stem cells. But why? It's very posh. And this is the cheder, the way I guess most people understand it. That the Rebbe is saying that my that Yemos Mashiach, what's going to happen? That all the Yom of Nisim will be understood of Biteva, right? Okay. So now let's take the biggest nest, Lacheda, most commonly discussed biggest nest. What is that? It's amazing. Yeah. So now with mice, with stem cells, Lacheda, we can see it's a possibility of Biteva that stem cells will bring to the development of Tchis Mason, let's say. Yeah. So he's asking me if I ever discuss about stem cells. Now, the point what he says, that stem cells, so when he's learning this mimer, and what is he thinking in his mind about stem cells, because the mimer says that Teva will be able to accomplish anything that can be accomplished by Nes. So how did this relate to us? Okay, we see the development of stem cells. So there's nothing wrong in that in itself, but the only problem is that is like 100% off the point of the mind. It's off the point. Now, why is it off the point of the mind? It's the correct thing. Because let's say, if I want to explain someone about Gula Mashiach, I'm going to use this idea of stem cells. Look, we have the development of stem cells. We see how progressively we come to reach, future thinking, whatever, we'll come to Chesamayz, Lomizogan. Yeah, I'm not saying yes or no, let's say yes. Yeah. The Nukud is according to this Mahalach HaMachshava of stem cells. How long is it going to take for us to reach to the point where we can do Chesamayz? So the moment when I start think about stem cells, what am I telling myself? I'm telling myself progressively we can reach to the union of Tchis Amazim. The fact that I'm thinking that progressively we can reach to Tchis Amazim, that means very, very good. But you're missing the point of the Maimah, because the point of the Maimah is obviously in the context of the Rebbe speaking, and the Rebbe is not speaking about the Gula happening progressively that we will develop over the next 20 years or whenever and come to Tchis Amazim. That's not the point. That's not the way the Rebbe is speaking. The Rebbe is speaking about it's going to happen in a split second. So when we say about progressively coming to this state that Teva can accomplish a Nes, it has to be progressively within a split second clarifying the lesson of the Rebbe. So if we are going to think about stem cells, we are missing the point of the Maimah, because the Maimah is, it's not where the Rebbe is going, right? What is the Nakuda? So what is the Nakuda? The Nakuda is very posh. It's posh off track from the whole Mahalach HaMashavah where the Rebbe is going. Why? Because the Mahalach HaMashavah, the Rebbe is, what is the Rebbe's Mahalach HaMashavah? The Rebbe's Mahalach HaMashavah, goes back to the whole discussion we had about before Chof Ches Nissen. The Rebbe is saying Nissen ben Eflois, etc., etc., etc. Which Nissen ben Eflois is the Rebbe focusing on? He's focusing on the fact that Yisadam Yemach Shemoy cooperated with the system. The Goy cooperated with the system. In other words, all the other inyan which we had brought about, the Nisim and the Flois, the Sikh of Achre, here we're discussing, what is the Nisim and the Flois? The Nisim and the Flois is, like the Rebbe says in the Sikh of Pasha Yeshev, which we quote in the beginning of all of this, that the Yidden living everywhere in the whole world, in the different cultures of the world, and they manage to get along with the world around them, this is the ride that the world is ready for Mashiach. Or the fact that the thing we discussed many times, that once upon a time a Yid would stay with his system, there was a certain environment. He lived in a ghetto. There was a tradition. So a Yid stayed in the environment. So there was something that he, there was a ruchnistic environment which kept the Yid into this environment. Today, there is no environment. Once we cross the ocean from Europe to America, you didn't go everywhere. You're not in a Yiddish environment. There's no environment drawing you to Yiddishkeit. So what is drawing you? Your own self is drawing you to Yiddishkeit. It's coming from the bottom up, not from something imposed on us or something influenced on us. It's coming from ourselves. So this is in the good of the Rebbe, where the Rebbe sees the nis of an influence. So what has happened now? So what is the Mahalach? So the Rebbe is saying, because we see, let's go back again. So the whole Mahalach of the Rebbe goes like this. That, so you have the whole, that. The Torah was given us, that everything in this world actually all depends on the Torah. So as the Rebbe says, when Matan Torah, the Eibishter gave the Torah to the Yidden, all the Yidden said Nashem and Nishma, they accepted to do everything that what Hashem says. And there, the fact that they accepted to do what Hashem says, that was Gilead Atzmus, right? Rebbe Yeshua, that's what the Gilead Atzmus, the Yidden come to identify with that, all Yidden accept what Hashem says, that's Gilead Atzmus. Had Yidden held on to their decision to do everything what Hashem said, what would have happened? The world would have gone to long to them, with them, they would have gone into Yisrael, and this would have been the Skalas of Mashiach. You'd have had right away there and then the Skalas of Mashiach, it would be no Golas. If Yidden would have held on to this firm decision they had B'Shas Matan Torah. What happened by Matan Torah? The Yidden had this very big, firm decision, but once it came out to the outside world, it sort of lost their commitment to the Torah, and therefore we have this whole situation that we're still today, we're still in Golas, right? So the whole Nakuda is that once Yidden fully identify with the Torah, the world goes along with them. What is the Rebbe telling us? What is happening in our days? In our days, the Rebbe says, once upon a time, the world was a resistance to the Torah. Because for a normal person, the world didn't display support for the Torah. Nowadays, the Rebbe said the world is not showing any animosity to the Torah, On the contrary, we would go along the Torah. We would go along proper. We would be truly committed to the Torah, etc., etc. The world would be going along with us even more. So now the Rebbe says, all of what is required is that we have to come to realize that we should be committed to the Torah. What happens if all Yidden come to be committed to the Torah? We come back to the situation of Matan Torah. When we come back to the situation that everyone agrees to the Torah, if everyone agrees to the Torah, then right away we have the open passage to the coming of Mashiach. So what is the Taina of the Rebbe? The Rebbe's Taina is, there's no reason why we don't identify with the fact, looking back at ourselves, looking back at our past, looking at our current situation. There's no reason why we don't identify with the Torah. So Rebbe is saying, how comes we're not identifying? That's the whole idea about Moshe. How comes we are not identifying with the Torah? All Am Yisrael, regardless if you know where you are, you're Lubavitcher, you're Jewish, you know you're Jewish. Even if you're a Goy, you see, if you just look, you can see how the world over the years has proven how the Torah is viable and the Torah sort of has the effect in the world. So just come to realize that when people come to the world, you don't realize that once you have that realization, you have the Holy, you have the Skalas Mashiach right away. What is the Skalas Mashiach? So here we go back to the point of the Teva going along with the Ness. Right? Here we go back to the point. When the Rebbe said the Teva going along with the Ness, it does not mean that we can logically work out how Tchiz, in order to Tchiz, the Rebbe is saying every Ness is going to happen Alpi Teva. So what do they mean? That means that we're going to work out how Tchiz Mason works. We're going to work out Alpi Teva how it works, and that's it. It's all, remember, it's all coming inside. Everything is going to come from us, from Dere B'Tachteinim, and everything is going to be Alpi Teva. So according to that, the Cheder, he's right, that today, they'll develop stem cells till we come to the point that we will know how to make Tchiz HaMeisim. We'll be able to make Tchiz HaMeisim happen. L'chayr, that's what he's saying. But if you get the Mahalach of the Rebbe, this is not the way that works. The way it works is that we today realize that the Teva goes along with the Teda. So, once we have this awareness that Teva goes along with the Teda, I have to know how it's going to work. I'll be science. Tchiz HaMeisim. I don't have to know how it's going to work. I'll be science. I know that the Teva goes along with the Torah. So now, if we all identify with the Torah, we can have Tchiz HaMeisim. How it works, I don't have to know how it works. It's not my, it's, do you follow what I'm saying? The, it's in a, the Rebbe is, when he's talking about Nisman and Floyd, he's not talking about, the Rebbe doesn't focus so much on the science developments. The only time the Rebbe is focused on scientific developments, he says how we can use different things of the world for our benefit in our days. So we see today we can use the world for our benefit the way we couldn't in the past. When they're talking about the coming of Mashiach, the Rebbe does not, all the sikhs of non-alif and basis, the Rebbe doesn't refer to any scientific developments. It's not why, because it's not where it's come. The whole point is on the contrary. The whole idea of Mashiach is today we can realize that the world depends on our observance of the Torah. So what are the Rebbe telling us? Realize we, there's no reason why we don't realize today, there's no reason why we today don't realize that everything depends on the Torah.
So wait, why is...
So if we would realize, then everything would develop. So what, once we have this awareness, let me finish. Once we have this awareness that the world is not a state of the Torah. So now at this current point, it's beyond our understanding. So the same thing, go to Yerushalayim. It's beyond our understanding. We don't have to understand how it's going to work. We have to be aware the world goes along according to the Torah. Once we have that awareness, then that will happen. The Torah, once we've identified the Torah, everything the Torah promises happens, how it's scientifically going to work, find out later, if we want to, if it's going to be important for us. That's not the point. The point, we realize that the Torah, it's not a steer to our current life, that once upon a time, Torah and the world life were the wildlife of the world were two different things. The world was in a disagreement with the Torah. Today, the world is not in disagreement. So today, if we will be aware that the Teva, in other words, if we would be aware that anything that can be achieved according to the Nes can be achieved according to the Teva also. Why? Because Hashem created Nes and Hashem created Teva, and therefore just like the Nes can accomplish anything, Teva can also accomplish anything. When we say Teva accomplishing anything, we mean we can accomplish whatever. Once we come to realize that this, the Teva can accomplish, with that point, our observance of the Torah will be fully without any compromises, because we realize that whatever the Torah wants goes and works. At that point, anything can happen. I did not explain myself well. The point is that if you're focusing on stem cells, you're missing the point of the Maimer, because it's not stem cells, it's all about the Torah and the awareness that the world goes along with the Torah. Did that explain myself, or is there anything missing here?
I just have one question.
Yes, please.
Yeah. So then what about the Nisim that the Rebbe does explain that are happening in the world?
So you look, this is the whole thing what we've been discussing all along. Like, you look at all the Nisim the Rebbe is discussing. Even when it comes to the Skads, the Rebbe doesn't even mention the Skads. The Rebbe is talking about the whole time the fact that humanity is going along with the program of the Torah. That Saddam, Yimach Shemoy, worked along with America. That is what the Rebbe is focusing on. He's not focusing on any. He's not focusing on any all the nisim. If the Rebbe is anything the Rebbe says which refers to that, it's within in the context of something else. There's no direct reference of the Rebbe to those nisim. It's all within something else. The Rebbe. It's all that we had to win. Whatever we had to went through all of that. The Rebbe is only focusing the fact the world is going on with the Torah. Goyim, we can communicate with Goyim, etc. Whatever. Goyim are communicating with each other. All these different things. It's all got to do on the human level, not on the technical level, not on the things that are happening in Olam Hazeh. The Rebbe does not see importance in it because why? Because the whole point is that the world goes along with us. So once we realize the world goes along with us, if we realize that, and therefore we do what we're meant to be doing, we sort of do our Torah mitzvahs better, we work with other people together better, we influence other people, bring the message of the Torah across to the world, etc., that automatically makes the development of the world go better. It's now, the way it works also, our Pesachal today, Pesachal, when you take the Torah ideals and you carry it out to the world is automatically going to progress. Why? Because the Torah ideals are the right ideals and things which work, so therefore when we have the right ideals in the world is definitely going to progress more. But the whole idea is not our progress in worldly matters today in science. This is not what it is. It's a good thing, but this is not the point that Rebbe is talking about. Rebbe is talking about the fact that there is no contradiction to the Torah today, and that we just have to realize it and use it for the point of bringing Mashiach. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm with you.
No, go ahead.
So, is, if it's possible to say, like, is it correct way to say the bottom line is like this? It's enough our understanding that nature is according to the Torah.
Okay. Yeah.
And this, just understanding of this, bring such change to the Torah that miracles, what we call it miracles before, will be normal.
One second. So let's say it like this. Let's take a vivid picture. The Rebbe is telling us Samsem is going to Yerushalayim, right? The Nukudah of Samsem going to Yerushalayim would mean that for this to happen, that's the Skalas of Mashiach. Except for that to happen, what would it be? We'll come to realize that logic. We will come to realize Al Piteva it can happen. How can it work Al Piteva? I don't have to know this present moment. Whenever it will happen, it's going to come as a result of our awareness that the Teva, the world, goes along with the Torah. So therefore, Semtik can go. How it will work, we can always find that out later. The point is, so the word miracle may not be the right word here. You were saying Teva, that today, the way it works like this is, the Rebbe first gives us a premise, that the Eibishter created Teva, the Eibishter created Nisim and Nefloes. So if Nisim and Nefloes can accomplish anything, so the Teva can also accomplish anything. This is the discussion we had already before. Just like Chassidus said, there's Gvul and Bligvul. When it comes to the Eibishter, Gvul and Bligvul are both equal. So the Rebbe here is not talking about Gvul and Bligvul. He's talking about Teva and Nes, but basically the same thing. Teva can accomplish anything that a Nes can accomplish. Once we realize that means human life can accomplish anything, so the fact that something will happen when we human life can accomplish anything, wow, how? With our identification with the Teva, because Hashem created it. In other words, the more we identify with Hashem, the more we will see the progress in our human life. Which is a fact of reality. Today, life history has proven to us that where the more we identify with Hashem, the better life works. So once we realize that, so now let's realize that there is no limit to the extent of human life accomplishing that would normally require a miracle. No, it can be accomplished up in Teva. What is required? We should just realize that Hashem is giving us unlimited opportunity, that Teva can accomplish anything. Once we have this realization that Hashem is giving us unlimited opportunity in Teva, something which we sort of living, a reality which we're living with today, we sort of have this awareness that Teva can accomplish anything. Once we come to realize that this is true and that this is something where the Apes has given into the system, then, of course, of Teva, it will happen. How it will work, we'll work it out later. What the Pukuda is, we are not focusing, we're not giving credit here to the Teva. We're giving credit to the fact that Teva is something which the Eibishter created. So our focus is on the Eibishter and on the Torah, not on the Teva. We're not talking about the stem cells, is not the progression towards Mashiach. Stem cells are proof that that Teva can go beyond that where we thought it could go, let's say. That's all it does. The Rebbe was not focusing on that. The Rebbe focuses on miracles of all these developments in science. Rebbe focuses only on the fact you can use it for Torah. Doesn't bring it as a proof for Mashiach. Proof for Mashiach is bringing the fact that human people are prepared to identify with the Torah. Yeah, I'm gonna say that. Yeah. So the world it wouldn't be miracles. It will happen wherever it will happen. So the moment it will happen very normal. Now, okay, so that is all of this. Now let's go to this other Nakuda, which we wanted really to get to, which is the important Nakuda, which is on page, let me show you, where is it? It's on page number 6. Let's do this, page number 6, yeah? So now here the Rebbe is talking about, Oydech HaShem Kiyan Aftabi, yeah? Oydech HaShem Kiyan Aftabi. Now, the Rebbe says, where is it? Page number 6. Yeah, okay, so page number 6. So here's what the Rebbe is saying. That the Gula, there's many levels of the Gula. What are the highest level of the Gula? The highest level of the Gula is that we will come to thank Hashem for the fact that He caused us all these suffering. We'll thank Him for the suffering, okay? So now the Rebbe explains it here, that to say we're going to thank Hashem for the suffering is something we cannot logically understand. Why can't we logically understand it? Because Hashem can give us anything without, Hashem can give us all the benefit of the gula without all the suffering. There's nothing there which sort of is imposing on Hashem that he has to make us suffer in order to get the reward. So Hashem can give us a reward without the suffering. So that when the Pasuk says, the Torah says, that we were going to thank Hashem for our suffering, this is something which L'cheira al-Pisekel has no explanation to it, right? Very good. Rav David, are you with me? Because I don't, you know, you're very good, no problem. Fine. Now, the Rebbe says, the highest aspect of the Gula is when we will come to thank Hashem, we will thank Hashem for our suffering. How are we going to thank Hashem for our suffering? That is something we cannot explain. But the Torah said this will happen, and this is the highest aspect of the Gula, right? Now the Rebbe gives a dogma. What type of suffering is the Rebbe referring to? So the Rebbe gives a dogma of something which is currently suffering. I mean, in the past history, there was many things, many different ways he didn't suffer. So you have line 16, the Rebbe says, the suffering he's referring to, the arichas agolos. The golos is extending for so long beyond all limits, and that is the suffering which we are going through now, and this we will understand when Mashiach will come. Okay, now, I'm going to ask you, is there any way we can understand it now? The Rebbe says you can't understand it, yeah? So the Nakuda is the Nakuda, and so when the Rebbe, so we learn Siddhis and we discuss the Lakus, do we understand the Lakus? We discuss Atzmus. Siddhis says that Yid can have a Hakara in Atzmus. Can we understand Atzmus? Siddhis says we can. Yes, Siddhis says we learn Siddhis. You have a certain understanding about Atzmus. Yes, there is a certain Hakore in Atzmus. When the Rebbe tells us about Teira Chadosh, the Rebbe has a whole thing about Teira Chadosh. Teira Chadosh, the Mashiach is going to be Megalor Oslobe. You have a whole kuntz, the Rebbe is explaining how it's going to work. So, is there understanding? When it said there's no understanding, is there understanding? Yes. The shitty Chassidus is everything which is safe for Lama, which is above understanding, we can also understand. So when the Rebbe says here, we cannot understand it, what does that mean? It means we have to not understand. It says many things the Torah says we don't understand. It says Kodesh Kodesh Hashem. We don't understand the Kodesh Kodesh Hashem. No. Kodesh Kodesh Hashem tells us, explains us how to relate to this Kodesh. Everything which is beyond our understanding, Siddhas tells us how to relate to it. Anything which is above our understanding. Is not only in a negative sense, it's a positive sense. We can actually come to understand this is what we don't understand. So the same thing here, when the Rebbe, this is the Mahalach HaKloli. So this is the same thing will apply here. The Rebbe is telling us, Oid HaShem can have to be. It's something which makes no sense. So the question is, what do they mean? So we just leave it like this? We can't understand it? No, it's not the way it's meant to be. It's not meant to be, because everything which the Rebbe is telling is something we can relate to. So the Nakudi is very poshut. So now you have here in Order 20. In other words, when you talk about certain things of Gula, are there certain things of Gula we can just say, this Rebbe says we can't understand it. So we have to leave that for the future, or that's something which is negating our way to the day. Here the Rebbe is telling us, Oid Hashem cannot be something we can't understand. Okay, so this is a closed deal. Let's leave it for the future, because the Rebbe says we can't understand it. So it comes to Teiru Kadosh, the Rebbe gives us a whole kuntz, when it comes to all in Yom of Lakus, Siddhas explains us everything about the Lakus. When it comes to Teiru Kadosh, the Rebbe explains us exactly how it's going to work. When it comes to this thing, the Rebbe says we can't understand it, so we're going to say let's leave it for the future. The Rebbe says we can't understand it. The Cheder, this is not what the Rebbe means. The Rebbe, Vichem, you're meant to, Vichem, there's Avona here. With the Avona, we still can't understand it. Just like, so now, let's see how the Rebbe explains what the Rebbe says in the Order 20. Here the Rebbe says what the David always likes quoting. This is what the Rebbe says, that the reason the Rebbe explaining here, this we discussed this many times. In Chanuk Siddhas, the way our relationship to the Eibishter is either we are called servants, either we're children or servants, right? The children, when we say we're children of the Eibishter or servants of the Eibishter, well, the point was to bring brought out that we are secondary. There's an Eibishter, and we're just like associated with Eibishter. How are we associated? We're either as children, two different ways, either children or servants. Comes the Rebbe and says, there's another Nakuda. Well, we're partners with Eibishter. Here we say we're partners, means we're not secondary, we're equal. Yeah? So you know this. So the Rebbe explains it over here. What's the idea of being a partner with the Eibishter? The Rebbe says, why, here the Rebbe is actually discussing, why did the Eibishter have to make the, everything we do, all the schar, has to come through our work? Why did it have to be our work? The Eibishter could have given us all the reward without making us work. So the general explanation of Chassidus is that if you have the reward without the work, you don't have the same satisfaction. When you have the satisfaction, that's when you appreciate the reward. So the Rebbe says the Eibishter could have created
bread of shame.
The Rebbe, huh?
Bread of shame.
Yeah, yeah. So the Rebbe says the Eibishter was the one who created this characteristic, this nature, that when you don't work for it, you don't appreciate it. The Eibishter could have created, you know, the human being differently. They can appreciate also that what you didn't work on. The Eibishter is the one who created the nature. Why did you have to create it in that way? So the Rebbe explains, and the Kudah is, this is what the Rebbe explains over here, that the Eibishter wants a person to accomplish it. The Eibishter wants the person to be in equal status to the Eibishter. Just like the Eibishter created it, he wants a person to create it. So therefore, the Eibishter made we should be a shutev. That means that the only way we're going to get the reward is not coming from, it's not coming from above. It's coming from above only through us, that we have to be creative. And that is why we have to need our effort and your gear in order to get the reward. Say, this is what the Rebbe says over there. This is going back to Yudalef Nissan Tovshin Amad Beis, where the Rebbe spoke about it in the Verbringen, etc., etc. This whole idea of shutfus and why we have to have our effort in order we should be, like the Rebbe says over here, Doima Laboira, similar to the Creator. Very good. Now, let's take it now to our situation here. Oid Hashem can have to be. Someone like, you say someone in 770? Now, this is a very good point. Now, someone in 770 says to me, I don't want Mashiach. Why don't I want Mashiach? Yeah? Look. Mashiach comes, the whole truth is going to come out. What do I need the truth to come out? What do you think? How will I look when the truth comes out? Now, Reb David. And now he asked me this question because he was being very honest. But now, let's take this question to myself. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, I cough sick of Mashiach the whole day. But l'cheira, the question arises, I sometimes think about it to myself. What happens when Mashiach is going to come? What is going to be so, because I cough sick of Mashiach, everything is going to be so beautiful. The truth is going to come out. The truth is going to come out that whatever I didn't do enough. And many other truths are going to come out. The full truth will come out. And I'm going to be in poor shape. And it's a very disturbing thought, Reb David. Now, you don't have that problem, but many other people do.
I want to emphasize differences.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody from us do according to their abilities, okay?
Reb David, that is not, no. Let's see. That is not the sufficient answer. No, that is not the answer. No. We are no good. That is it. We don't have the greatest testimony. We don't need the greatest testimony to the fact that we're no good. The Sikh of Chav Chassiv says, Chav Chassiv is telling you right out.
Okay, so the truth comes out, and now I'm able to operate. But look, according to the truth. Yes.
Let's forget about it. First of all, there's a question right there. I mean, I'm going to operate. It's not going to be my operation. It's going to be,
I'm ready. Let's go.
We're missing the whole avodah b'koyach. We're missing the avodah b'koyach. Atzma, it's going to be because the situation is going to change. I'm going to change. It's not going to be me. So the true answer to this is, the posh answer is, so now put it in these words. Mashiach is not going to, and this is where we all get the mistake. Mashiach is, this is what I told the person in 770. Don't worry, Mashiach will not come till you bring him. This is a bar.
To what? To your...
Now let's get it. We went through this many times, but we just have to think, put it into context. The point of Kudah is, now this is the Kudah the Rebbe is telling us, and this is what we get to understand the Pshat over here. The Mashiach, if you won't bring him, if I won't deserve him, I won't bring him, he is not coming. Don't worry. He's not coming. You're not ready. He's not coming. The vote of the Rebbe is saying, I scream because I have to say. The point that I'm saying is there's no reason why I don't realize that I can bring him. Once I realize I can bring him, who is going to bring him? No one else but me. Once upon a time, the Rebbe was saying, Hashem, let's go back to Matan Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah, and Hashem told us, you do the Torah, everything's going to go your way. The Teva is going to work like Ness, right? What happened? The Yidden came later on, faced challenges. It was a challenge, and didn't live up to their commitment. Now the Rebbe is saying, the world has already proven to us that whatever they promised us by Matan Torah is true. It's proven to us in the world. So once we come, nothing is happening without us. Whatever is going to be happening is going to happen through me and you, each one of us individually. So when the whole thing, the Mashiach is suddenly going to come, means one thing, that what? We will suddenly realize that what the Torah told us from day number one is true. So therefore, when we come to this realization, we will do what the Torah says, because I mean, if we do what the Torah says, everything's going to work out for us. So therefore, we will bring him. So therefore, don't worry. Be worried about him coming. You won't do anything. You don't want him to come. He's not going to come. You are going to realize there's no reason why you should worry. And there's no reason why you shouldn't be bringing him. And that's the coming of a Mashiach, when you come to realize. So now, therefore the worry of the whole idea of worrying if Mashiach is going to come, the whole truth is going to come out. The truth is, because I'm going to identify with the truth, me on my own accord. Remember, me on my own accord. I'm going to identify. The Rebbe is only saying, the whole question of the Rebbe is why we don't identify. But I'm going to identify. I'm going to bring him. When I bring him, I won't want it. Of course I will want it. It's me who did it. I did it. You did it. Yeah, just like the Rebbe said, I'm giving it to every one of you. Each one of us is going to do it. Every kid is going to do it fully on his own accord. He's going to, in his own initiative, it's going to be him. It's going to be his baby. So of course he's going to want it. It's going to be his creation. He's going to create it. So now let's go and understand what the Rebbe is saying here about Ut Hashem Kenaf.
Wait, so yeah. Not one person has, done it yet?
So now now the Nala Shaila. Here comes the Nala Shaila. Hey there. One person has, let's go into this for a moment. One person has done it. We have to say one person has done it. We have the Rebbe. He has realized, yeah? So here comes, let's not go into too much. Here comes the Nekuda. When one person realizes, L'cheira, what you need is, you need every single year to realize. Why do you need every single year? So let's get it again. The gather of the gula is every year. The gather of the gula is from day number one. All you didn't realize that Hashem is true. That is the gather of the gula. We realize the Torah is true. That is the gula. It's our realization. Okay. So what is required for the gula is that every year should realize. Now comes the vote of the Rebbe. That today there's no reason that we don't realize. So here the Rebbe is telling us, the Rebbe realizes for sure. The Rebbe doesn't understand why we don't realize. So maybe if I come to a realization. I don't want to go into it, but there's two ways of, what does it take for people to realize? What will it take for everyone to realize? If you talk about 50, 80 years ago for people to realize, there was a certain room to say that not everyone can realize. Why? Because there's certain suffering going on, but even for, doing Torah mitzvah, they had certain suffering. So therefore there was room to say that not everyone could realize. Now the Rebbe is telling us there's no room for that, no one should realize. So what does it take for people to realize? There's two things that it takes. Either we do the two things. Just do another mitzvah and maybe Hashem will make the people realize. I'm going to realize it. That's one. Or if that does not happen, explain it to people. You understand? That's not going into that. The fact is that if the mitzvahs of the gula is, not something which comes from above, it's the inyan. That's what we said by Matan Torah. What was the gila of atzmus? Matan Torah? The gila of atzmus by Matan Torah. Here, the Gil of Atzmus here, in us, in Klal Yisrael, when we
Wait, but the point that, okay, so you just said because the stem cell is something that it still has to develop, so it's not the emissor nekuda of this inyan.
No, if you're going to focus on the stem cells, the fact that progress of the stem cells, if you follow the progress of the stem cells, it will probably take another 100 years to be able to be
mechayim. Okay, and
another at least
every single year to realize how could this be?
That this is the argument of the Rebbe. Every year to realize once upon a time. Person learned the Chassidus sat in Lubavitch, he may have realized that Abish has killed Yaakov, but he fully learned the Chassidus. You didn't know that, didn't realize. So they didn't, logically speaking, you could understand that he does not realize that everything goes according to the Torah. Now the Rebbe is saying, there is no reason why we don't realize. Because the Olam Hazeh, it's been proven. So therefore, what does it take for everyone to realize? It takes one split second that people should say, I don't understand. What am I thinking? Look at myself, look at my life, look at my history. That Torah works. So that is, the Rebbe is saying, what does it take for, anyone will realize at any moment. As long as people don't realize, this is the Rebbe saying, there's no reason we can't understand why people don't realize. So therefore, the Rebbe says, do another mitzvah, it may dawn on other people. Oh, there's two options the Rebbe gives. One option is, I have them both here, it's written here.
Where?
You have it here, I'm blind, on page number 5. From 9 to 15, you look at that. There's two ways how the Rebbe says how we can change the situation. One way is do another mitzvah. The whole argument is because there's no reason why people don't realize. So the Rebbe says do another mitzvah, but people will realize. That's on line 9 to 11.
Wait, then where's the mitzvah? Where's
the Rambam, mitzvah achas, the Rambam which everyone knows. The one mitzvah you change, you bring it to the Rambam, everyone knows. You do one mitzvah. Why is the Rebbe using this Rambam now? Because once upon a time, the Rambam was understood in a much lower context. You do a mitzvah, it's going to help you, it's going to change the situation. Here the Rebbe says, no, this one mitzvah will change the whole world.
Wait, because I don't see where it says, where does it say that?
The what?
What line does it say, Maisa Achas?
The Rambam here in line 10, it's a Rambam which you know, I don't know why you have to, why you're looking for it. It's a Rambam you know, Maisa Achas, Midibarechot. No, the Maisa Mitzvah Achas.
Yes, oh, I'm on the wrong page.
On line 5, page
number
5.
Sorry, I'm on the wrong page. I'm so sorry.
Page number 5, line 10. It's right there. Fine. Yeah. That is one way. The other way is, number 2, what's the other way? The way which the Rebbe has been doing by every single Verbrengen. What does the Rebbe do by every single Verbrengen, especially in the year known Aleph Nun Beis? Explaining us how the good is already here. So if if the mitzvah doesn't work, the Rebbe is doing these mitzvahs bligvol, and let's say there's Yidden doing mitzvahs, and it's still not affecting us to realize. So you have to use seichel to explain, like the Rebbe is explaining, these for brains, you have to hear the quote from the Yeshev, where the Rebbe asks a question, how do we see the gulas here? The Rebbe goes, how do we see that we're ready for the gulas? The Rebbe goes to explain. Use seichel, this, you have to, like in everything, you have to use the Torah tools and the seichel tools.
Why does the Rebbe like skip the step though? Like,
which
why
step?
Why can't the Rebbe just say, like, yes, your Maisa Achas will go on to affect your, you know, circle of influence at that time, and then from them it'll go on to them, and then
so
you
the
know,
does, first of all, it does say it.
The Rebbe is saying here, just like he's going right from Maisa Achas to boom.
Let me put it this way. The way you have, that is not. The way you come to understand it, you have to see it in yourself. You can't accept it from the Rebbe. If you don't see it in your own life, then you haven't got the point. The whole point is that it's you can do it. So you have to see it in your own life. So the Rebbe is telling you the fact this is that way, that is not enough. It has to be you realizing it. So it is no, okay, let's leave that thing out. Let's go back. We'll never get back to the point we want to get to. So let's, the Nekuda is now, once we have this, that what? Once we have this Nekuda, that the reason why the Gula, we don't have any fear for the Gula, because the moment the Gula is only going to come through us, whenever it happens, it's going to be we did it, it's going to be our accomplishment, our Chiddush, our achievement, it's going to be my novel insight. One day, I'm going to walk into the street, I'm going to realize how stupid I was in the past. And with my novel innovation, I am going to start bringing the Gula. And that is how it's going to happen. So who's going to bring it? It's only going to come through me. Oh, So now once we have this, and that means we are going to do it to the Rebbe's words as a creator. It's going to be our creative thing when it's happening. Yeah. So there's nothing to fear about. It's coming right from us. Only from us. It's the only place where it's going to come from. Now we can understand what the Rebbe is telling us about the Eid Hashem cannot be. Why? Because the Rebbe is saying like this. Look, there's no reason why we don't realize we can bring the Gula. So the days are going, once upon a time, till Toshin Yud, till whatever you want to say, till Toshin Nun Aleph, whatever, whichever time you want to say. There was always reason to explain why the Gula didn't come. Why? Because it's hard for you to realize that the Torah can affect the world. So there was legitimate reason to give reason why you don't realize they can bring the Gula. Fine. Now the Rebbe is saying there's enough to be. Why is there enough to be? Because there's no reason why. All Yidden shouldn't realize. So we have a goal that's extending without any reason, because Yidden don't realize. There's no legitimate reason. So now the Rebbe is saying that is enough to be. What will happen the moment the Gula comes? How is the Gula going to come? The Gula is going to come through our creative innovation, right? So the moment when the Gula will come, I'm speaking to myself, Nachum Strux. The moment the Gula is going to come, will I understand why it took so long? I'm going to understand very well. Why? Because till now I didn't realize. It took all these years for me to realize all the developments until all of a sudden, and one day I woke up and realized. So I'm going to understand exactly why the Gula came now and not earlier. If the Gula would have come earlier, I would have been very embarrassed. It wouldn't come from me. And the avoider of Golos would have been over then. And it wouldn't be my bringing. The whole Gula would not have the value that it would have when it's coming from me. It's a complete different value. So when the Gula comes, whenever it's going to come in my credit, from my realization, I will understand very well why it took so long. The Rebbe was also going to understand very well why it took so long. He's also going to appreciate why it took so long. Why? Because Rebbe is going to see that, because this person, me, Nachum Strux, anyone, this person needed all this time to realize. So they're saying now, it's enough to be, he doesn't understand why it's taking so long. The moment it happens, we will all understand very well why it took so long. The point is, and the good is, that it's all, the whole thing is just us. When the whole discussion of the Gula, when the Rebbe is talking, the Rebbe is speaking at Moshe, and we may think of it, and the Rebbe is speaking to the Eibishter, and we don't put ourselves in the picture, that is not the really way it works. It's us and the Rebbe. And there's an Eibishter which affects, and there's an Eibishter who's working through us and through the Rebbe.
How we're gonna be able to convince everyone. There's no way in our
we have to go and explain. This is a separate thing to explain. We're going to explain more. The Nakuda is, you have to understand that there is no reason on any level that any human being in the world should not identify with the truth of the Torah.
Agreed, okay.
So,
but still, you're not.
No. So what it requires is, that we walk in the street one day, I'm walking down the street, yeah? I have 100 errands in my mind, and all of a sudden it dawns on me, why am I so dumb stupid? Why don't I realize with the truth of the Torah? That it's all requires. So regardless how much I know, how much chassidus I've learned.
So when
today is a fact of reality, so it just requires that we should come to the whole. When every year come to that realization, that
And for that to happen at one moment, that's a Nes L'mayim
Teva. One second. Rabbi Shua. For that to happen, you go to each individual person. When that happens, if it happens in 1 second, okay, you can tell me it's a Nes L'mayim Teva, you can tell me that, that's not a problem. But when you go over to each individual person, he will tell you, it was my chab. His own chab, he is, remember, without him, it's not going to happen. It came from him. When someone came, let's go to take all the Yidden to tshuva today. They will felt it was their accomplishment. They was not in a position.
Okay, so
no, no. So the same thing will be to the Gula.
From our current standing, it's
so we are still in Golas. The moment we go, the clarity is going to come to us. We're still in the clarity. No, no. I wasn't speaking about you. I promise I wasn't speaking about you. So in the moment we come to realize we get the realization. The truth is, Rabbi Shua, for us, it's not to be honest. For you, you realize the Torah is true. We do realize the fact is we have the ways and means of getting everyone to realize. Now, if people don't come to realize on their own accord, we have to use tools of logic. That's the two things. Either works that people sort of realize on their own. We do another mitzvah, people come to realize, that's it. Or we have to go to explain with them. What are you saying? Huh? Let's get this clear. The Rebbe's saying ad mosis, no azbara. You want to understand the Rebbe's talking to the Eibishter? You can, and you, I just think you're, there's no terms to how void of intelligence that thinking is. No, they're just talking about us. There is no reason why we don't understand. Once we get this point, there's no reason why we don't understand. Then, for everyone to come, the questions are on the contrary. The only question we have now, the impeding question is, why we don't understand? Again, so next time we think about that Mosse, why the Abish hasn't done it, just incorporate that, what we'll always learn, that the Abish does things through us. So take them, whatever said, the Abish hasn't done it, and understand it to mean, why do we not realize? And that is only, the question is not, on the contrary, I take back from what I said before. I'm sure you said the fact if everyone comes to realize one moment it's going to be a mess. It's not going to be a mess. The moment everyone's going to understand, everyone's going to realize how come they didn't understand till today. The question, the mess is why we don't understand, not why we become understand.
And the answer to that is hidden from us.
No, there's nothing hidden anymore. All this, the question is the mess.
You see everything.
The mess today is, if any of you want to call anything a mess, the fact that we do not realize. That's the thing. There's no, that, the moment everyone realizes, it's going to be the most smartest thing. We're going to think, well, we're the smartest people, they're so intelligent, how I came to realize. It's going to be the normal thing. Okay, and this, what the state today is, makes, the Rebbe's words, has no explanation to it, and that is the biggest mess on the Rebbe uses this term to get to, the Rebbe does use this term about the koyach of the Eibishter that people shouldn't come to realize. Yeah, okay, fine.
Okay, I think we leave it at that, right? You want to come back?